Should marijuana use be legal in the state of Colorado? That's the question that pollsters will increasingly ask leading up to November's election. But Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says how Coloradans think about the topic could make it difficult to accurately sample public opinion.
You might have a situation where you got 51-38 one week, something happens, and a month later, it could be 38-51 the other way. And then it could switch right back. That's different than something like abortion, right? You know where you stand on abortion, and that very rarely changes.
As Saunders explains, there are so-called hard issues like medical marijuana or marijuana legalization, where public opinions are impressionable. That's compared to easy issues like gay marriage and abortion. This may help explain two surveys conducted by public policy polling last year that show Coloradans favoring legalization of marijuana. Meantime, there's a growing list of communities from Fruta to Fort Collins, which have banned medical marijuana dispensaries.
Even if there's been a permissiveness that had occurred, all of a sudden there's an organization that's gotten people organized. And, for instance, exactly what happened in Fort Collins.
But community leaders are fired up to roll them out of town.
What's at stake in this community? It's the future of our kids.
This war has high casualties and a side to choose.
In addition to local media attention, Fort Collins' recent ban on dispensaries was the subject of a 10-part American Weed series produced by the National Geographic Channel. Lynn Sadowski was an executive producer for the project, which tells the story of opposition and support that grew around the ban.
There's no way to know exactly the impact of the show, but we're hoping that it, you know, educates viewers and helps them make a better decision, you know, when it comes to their opinion.
Whichever opinion, Kyle Saunders says interest groups and media outlets like National Geographic are shaping public attitudes. He says that's largely because most political candidates and parties aren't taking sides.
Not that many people care about the issue, or you would see politicians and elites taking stands on it. You would have parties actively seeking and taking stands on these issues. They don't. They do what they can to keep it at the periphery.
Public opinion may also be influenced by personal experiences. Greg Campbell is a Fort Collins-based author whose book Pot Inc. chronicles his attitude shift with medical marijuana. A key turning point was learning about his cousin Cynthia and her unsuccessful battle with the deadly cancer mesothelioma.
That was really, really eye-opening to know that I had such a personal, close, familial connection to someone who had experienced apparently pretty significant pain relief. To the degree where she wrote that if she had survived her cancer, she was going to become an activist and work on behalf of medical marijuana laws in the state of New York.
Campbell is now strongly in favor of legalization, but shaping that viewpoint took months of in-depth research and the experience of legally growing medical marijuana for sale to dispensaries.
We're reaching critical mass now. There are 16 states that have passed medical marijuana laws, all since 1996, just in the last 15, 17 years. That's an amazing accomplishment if you think about it, because this has been a prohibited substance for nearly 75 years.
Polling from the Pew Research Center shows that support for marijuana legalization overall has grown in recent decades, but the majority of Americans are still against it. What Colorado voters decide this November on the topic is anyone's guess right now. California was the most recent state to float a proposal in 2010. It failed by a 54-47% margin. According to CSU's Kyle Saunders, both proponents and opponents face a difficult task of piercing through the election year rhetoric and the din of political ads.
Especially in a time of a tough economy, there are so many other issues that are going to be more pressing that are going to consume the bandwidth of voter attention.
Both sides of the legalization initiative, Amendment 64, will be organizing campaigns in the coming months. The next phase of this political drama could come on July 18th. That's when organizers of a second legalization initiative are required to turn over signatures to secure their place on the ballot. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.